This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello and welcome to our show. This will be a fun one. My name is Sigflops and Islabel, and you're listening to another edition of Hacker Public Radio. In this episode, we're going to be bringing together my three favorite things, Android, the command line, and C. We're bringing these three things together so that we can program Android apps on the command line that are written in C. Then we'll compile an example app I've written for you called Pants that plays an MP3. Writing apps in C on Android is possible using the freely available Android NDK or Native Development Kit. The example I've written, I've packaged with SDL2, SDL2 Image, LibMad, LibJPEG, and LibPNG. So that's right awesome. You can use it in your demo framework, which is what I'm doing. The example simply runs in landscape mode and plays an MP3 all using C. So here we go. First things first, this is all for Linux. The Android NDK uses a precompiled GCC cross-compiler suite that's compiled for Linux. So let's get out our Linux box. You'll need Java installed. How to install it is unique for every distribution. On CentOS, I did yum install java asterisk to install Java. Google will help you install Java for your platform. Most platforms, I imagine, is a yum or an apt-get away. I can only tell you about CentOS because that's the only thing I've installed the NDK on. Once you've got Java installed, mosey on over to developer.android.com and download the Android SDK. There's a README in there that tells you to run tools/android-update-sdk-no-ui. I suggest you do that. It'll take a while to complete because it's installing lots of stuff for multiple Android APIs. Now, this is not the typical way to install what just happened, but I found it's one way to do it on CentOS. First thing I did was I moved Android SDK to user local share slash Android SDK Linux. In that directory, I also created a bin directory and put wrappers for every utility found in the tools directory in there. The wrappers simply run an absolute path of the corresponding utility with all arguments copied. Then after that, I edited /etc/profile.d and added android.sh, exporting the path of the newly created bin directory. Making that bin directory was kind of an odd way to install the Android SDK, but I found it was the simplest way to do it after a lot of frustration. Type Android on the command line to test it. You'll get some errors, but as long as they're Java-ish errors, that means you're on the right track. Next, we need the Android NDK. You can download that from developer.android.com. Again, its installation is pretty straightforward. Just pop it in user local share and modify /etc/profile.d/android.sh to export an additional path to that directory. All we want from this is the utility NDK build in our path. After this, we need Apache Ant. You can find Ant at ant.apache.org. Plop that again in user local share and edit /etc/profile.d/android.sh to export ant home, all caps with an underscore, to that directory. You also want to export Java home to the containing directory of your Java command. And that's it. That's how you install everything. It's pretty straightforward. Now, continuing on, we want to install my app. This example is based on Emger Hardy's work. It's extended to the newest SDL containing my favorite libraries. I made it so you can easily modify it to suit your own app. Download this at theodosilva.com/pants.tar.gz. All the links will be in the show notes. Once you've downloaded that, untar it into your favorite directory and type make. It'll take a while, but it should eventually produce app.apk in the same directory, if all is well with the world. app.apk is your application package signed by the Android debug key. If you want to sign it with your own dev key, type make release, and that'll produce app release unsigned.apk. Using JarSigner, you can sign it. Then you'll need to run ZipAlign on the app before publishing it. All this information about signing apps can be found from the Android project. First thing you'll notice about the app is that it's called Pants. You want to open up the README file, and that will have instructions on how to change the name, change the icon, the permissions, and whatnot. The Android project source tree for Pants looks pretty simple. We have a few directories, the asset directory that contains our app resources. SDL's RWOps reads into this directory. Then we have JNI. This is where all our C source code goes. I believe JNI stands for Java Native Interface. Then after that, we have res. This contains things like strings, our layout XML, and our icon. And then finally, we have SRC. This contains our Java source code. Where you want to put your source code is in Android project slash JNI. That's the JNI interface, the JNI directory that we just talked about, slash SRC. Keep in mind that you want your entry function to still be called SDL underscore main. That's pretty much how you do it. Help with this information, you can go ahead and start writing your own C Android applications. Take care, everyone, and thank you for listening. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.